This is Tammy Graham with KSUT Public Radio. I'm speaking today with Lizzie Scully, who, along with her partner Steve Fassbinder, have the company Four Corners Guides, based out of Mancos, Colorado. Thanks for joining me today, Lizzie.
Hi.
So you have a great story to share, and part of what we've been focusing on recently at KSUT is some of the positive things that are happening around this really difficult time of COVID-19. And I came across your Facebook page a little bit ago and saw just an incredible effort that I'd love for you to share with our listeners around a GoFundMe campaign for a Navajo chapter house in Kayenta, Arizona. Tell us more about what inspired you to initiate this GoFundMe campaign.
Well, I actually am on a Facebook group. I think it's Montezuma Helping Hands, and a friend of mine posted an article about the Navajo Nation and how much trouble they're having with the coronavirus and how many people have contracted it and this really very high number of deaths. And I read the article, and I just thought, my God, they're our neighbors, and 40% of our neighbors don't have running water and can't wash their hands regularly, and there are four hospitals on the Navajo Nation. And I read all these statistics, and I just got a little depressed, actually. I was like, wow, so there are all these people who are getting really sick or dying just because they don't have the same things that I have in my house in Mancos. And so I just decided, well, I guess I'll try to raise a couple thousand dollars. I figured I know a man in the Kayenta Township, in the chapter, Kayenta chapter, and his name's John Yazzie, and he is a bikepacker, and he owns a bikepacking adventure guide service on the Navajo Nation, and we are trying to work together because Steve and I would like to do some trips on the Navajo Nation and want John to be a co-guide with Steve for all our trips. So we've just gotten to know him and met a few times, and I guess it's been about a year. And anyway, so I just decided to focus on that chapter because I knew John, and I also knew that the bikepacking community already has a lot of respect for John. A lot of bikepackers know him for his, he's basically explored more of the Navajo Nation by bike than anybody ever. And he's quite a nice man too. He's just a really nice person. So I thought, well, I'll just focus on raising a few thousand dollars for his chapter. So I started a GoFundMe campaign and put the word out on my social media platforms. And then I sent a note out to the Radivist and bikepacking.com, which are two prominent online publications. Actually, bikepacking.com also has a magazine. And they spread the word. And then Mountain Flyer magazine reached out because they wanted to help spread the word. And before I knew it, we were up to like $8,000. And then I just checked before this phone call, and it's at $8,800. So the idea is that the money will go to help Navajo elders and other people in need, because a lot of the Navajo elders just don't have access to food or water, so they're needing fresh water and food. So that was my idea, but it just sort of all blew up in the last, I mean, I think it's only been 5 days.
And your original goal was 5,000, correct?
Not quite that high, actually. Yeah, I thought maybe 2,000, and then when it went to 2,500, I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll change it to 2,500, and then it went to like 3,000 or 4,000, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll change the goal to 5,000, and now it's at, I mean, it's going to be 10,000, I bet, before the end of the week. So, yeah, I just didn't expect, but there's a lot of anonymous donors, but I see a lot of bikepackers on there, and I see a lot of local people in Durango and people I know who've been on the Navajo Nation and recreated there. So, and I think there's other people, like my mom donated, but it's really amazing, actually. I mean, I know a lot of the names of people who are supporting, and yeah, cool.
It's a really great story. Have you spoken with John about the response you've been getting to the GoFundMe campaign?
Yeah, he just keeps saying, wow. No, I'm like, I know. I said, wow. Like he just, you know, he's well-respected in the bikepacking and adventure community. People just know about him. He had a couple of articles written about him in bikepacking.com and the Radivist, and he's been trying to get permits to be official to do his guide service on the Nation, and it's a difficult process to get those permits. I went actually to one of their, it was like, I can't remember the meeting, it was like economic development meeting, to watch his presentation and just support him and like just try to help him get these permits, because he's got this amazing offering and it's a gorgeous country and he's a really nice human being and there's all these people who want to do these trips with him. And so I'm like trying to help him get those permits so he can, you know, be successful.
Absolutely.
But, and that's why I decided just to raise money for his chapter, because I know him and I knew it would inspire people to donate. I feel like there's a much greater need on the Navajo Nation in general, but at least we can do some good in one of the chapters.
Well, it's really great. And I know Kayenta is kind of right in on the thoroughfare where there's a lot of people that drive through Kayenta and stop for gas or, you know, go to the Burger King and visit the Code Talkers, you know, exhibit or something. But a lot of people drive through. So it's a way that I think a lot of people are familiar with Kayenta, where they may not be familiar with some of the other locations on the Navajo Nation. So there's probably that connection there as well. Well, how does it feel to have such a successful campaign take off like this?
Well, I'm just still surprised, I guess. I mean, it feels really good because it's, you know, it has been a really difficult time and it's very sad. And I feel like I'm grieving a lot. So trying to do something positive is, it just sort of brightens the day a little bit. I see the numbers and I'm like, wow, I see people who are donating who don't have money themselves and they're donating 20, 30 bucks. I'm like, wow, I know these people don't have money and they're donating because they feel strongly about this. And it's just, yeah, I mean, it gives me some hope, you know.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be able to contribute in some way or feel like you're contributing in some way to the solution here and not just, you know, feeling sad about what's happening. Well, it's such a wonderful thing that you have done. How do people donate if they're interested in joining this effort?
Well, I have the GoFundMe page. I really only have, well, I guess you can go to Instagram. Four Corners Guides or my personal Instagram page, Skullbinder Ranch, and you can click on the link in my bio. And then if you scroll through the Radivist or bikepacking.com, they shared the link in there in a couple posts a few days ago. But probably best just to go to Four Corners Guides on Instagram. Yeah, I don't really have it any place else. I'll give it to you guys, actually, and
we'll post
the link. We'll
do that. Well, I just want to say thanks so much for your inspiration and jumping in. And this is how, you know, things like this happen, is one person being motivated and just putting it out there. And what a great response. So thanks for your effort. And maybe we'll get John on the line sometime soon and just talk with him about how things are going out there and how the impact hit home of this support coming from the neighbors over here on this side of the Four Corners.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Get Don on the phone. That'd be great.
We'll do
it. Yeah, and thanks to everybody who donated, if you're listening. Like, thank you so much. It just makes me want to cry. You know, it's really lovely.
Well, thanks again for your efforts. I've been speaking with Lizzie Scully, who, along with her partner Steve Fassbinder, have Four Corners Guides based in Mancos, Colorado, about a very successful GoFundMe campaign to support the Kayenta Chapter House on the Navajo Nation as they're dealing with the impacts of COVID-19. Thanks again, Lizzie.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.